Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Nobody's freaking buying it, man. These stupid John Tester campaign commercials. I mean, my goodness, he's going to be like Joe Biden wearing the MAGA hat. It is so pathetic. First off, that guy in that campaign commercial obviously doesn't even say his name. Oh, he's like, the Second Amendment's about more than just hunting. They say all of these things that conservatives believe, that Republicans believe, that Republicans fight for, that John Tester has fought against. And then they're like, that's why I'm supporting John Tester, as the guy reads from the phoniest script ever possible. My goodness. No, the beauty is you can laugh at this stuff right now because people aren't falling for this Adam Schiff anymore. They're not falling for the phony garbage BS that John Tester pumps out here. All right, let's see. We got a lot to talk about this morning here. Man, especially at the national level and local level, the Kangaroo Commission here in Montana that the liberal mob on the Montana Supreme Court is using to go after Attorney General Austin Knutson. That takes place later today. Later this morning, got to get to that. But first, I had a tipster send this to me on X. Got a message on X sharing this tweet with me here. The tweet comes from the Illegal Alien Crimes Twitter account, X account, at Immigrant Crimes on X. Gallatin County, Montana. Dagoberto Soto was arrested for sexual intercourse without consent. He is on an immigration detainer hold. So we've got somebody on an immigration hold for ICE in the Gallatin County Jail, arrested by the Bozeman Police Department. And I, by the way, I didn't just get the tweet from somebody and then say, oh, look at this. No, I got the tweet and I said, wow, that's interesting. Well, let me go verify. And so I went to the Gallatin County Jail roster. You can do that right now yourself and just search the name Soto, and then you'll see it right there. Anyway, this same Twitter account, this same account on X, Illegal Alien Crimes, at Immigrant Crimes on X, says this: although the article does not mention a name for some reason, the charge, the arrest date, the bond total, and the detainer all match up. So there was a story from KBZK Television with this headline: man accused of raping woman after leaving downtown Bozeman bar. And I checked that story too. No name or anything like that in there. No mention whether this is an illegal alien or some sort of other immigration status. But here you do have the Illegal Alien Crimes X account pointing out that in Gallatin County, Montana, arrested by the Bozeman Police Department on these charges. Sorry for the music being a little not with the serious intent of the story, but that's all right. It's automatically fired, so don't worry. Anyway, here you have yet another story of somebody on an ICE hold in the jail in Bozeman, Montana, for a very serious crime. And yet watch how it'll get downplayed. Already is.
Securing America.
The U.S. military is being affected by Hurricane Milton due to the fact that both U.S. Central Command and MacDill Air Force Base are located in Tampa, Florida. Lieutenant Colonel John Rigsby tells Fox that due to mandatory evacuations, CENTCOM personnel are relocating to undisclosed backup sites to maintain operations and ensure the safety of military personnel and their families. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh:
I believe there will be, only essential personnel needed at the base during this time.
As for the military equipment normally on hand in Tampa,
I know that they've taken a number of precautions to move aircraft out, taking protective measures.
But Singh adds the shifting of CENTCOM's location should not impact U.S. military capability, especially where it matters most.
Our operations in the Middle East, they're going to continue to be able to conduct those missions.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather. For Billings and Bozeman, the skies remain sunny today. High temperatures range from around 80 degrees in Bozeman to the mid-80s in the Billings area. For tonight, we can expect clear to partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures from the upper 40s in Bozeman, 53 in Billings. And then on Thursday, mix of clouds and sun. Highs from 68 in Bozeman to 73 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Well, it was a mad dash across Montana last week. Quick show from Great Falls for the Electric Co-op's annual meeting. Then we took you to Whitefish for the Equipment Dealers' annual meeting. And then I had to rush back to get home for a football game. Well, we're going to make up for it, Flathead. We are going to have another live show from the Flathead Valley coming up this Friday. Montana Talks live from Northwest Parts and Equipment in Columbia Falls on Friday. In the meantime, we'll keep the phone lines open for you as we take you statewide with Montana Talks Monday through Friday, 9 to 10.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a big lineup coming up later this morning on the show. Seriously, you guys know me. I really try not to pack the show with too many guests, at least on a day-to-day basis. But today is one of those days where we have got a great lineup for you, packing in a lot of information. We'll try to sneak in phone calls as we can if there's little gaps here or there. But yesterday, I told you first about these fake, phony fact checkers. Look, the bottom line is you just can't trust hardly anybody in the Montana media right now. These guys are making it so obvious. It's so blatantly obvious how biased they are in their political coverage. I mean, it's just a joke. I had a message on our Montana Talks app here from Doug in Columbia Falls yesterday. Hey, there's this local ABC affiliate news anchor. Ask me Ben. Ask me Ben. And he is claiming to sort out the truths, the truthers versus the falsehoods, in the political campaign commercials. And then basically, as Doug in Columbia Falls points out here, he uses softball truths on flip-flop flat top John Tester, but then he tries to go after Tim Sheehy with everything. I mean, it's just such a joke. Doug in Columbia Falls says Ben and the MTN News need to be called out for their biased left-wing fake news. He says, last night's clip, this was the night before last night's clip was too much. I will not watch their news anymore. It's just pathetic. Whenever you see them, oh, we're going to tell you the truth. Oh, give me a break. First off, oh, yeah, we're going to trust Ben. Ben, the TV guy really knows, the full story here. Give me a break, man. Come on. It's just, and then yesterday, the one I told you about was, one of the TV stations did this phony story. Oh yeah. Race-based farm loan forgiveness programs. Oh, that never happened. Nope. That TV ad is not true. Guys, we talked about this on the radio back in 2021. If you go to MontanaTalks.com right now, you'll see the flashback race-based farm loan forgiveness programs. You can see all the background and all the details on this, on how, yes, the Democrats shoved into their so-called COVID relief program race-based farm loan forgiveness programs, where you could be a wealthy Hispanic farmer in California and get your farm loan forgiven. But if you were Ole freaking cannoli back here in Montana, if you were a white farmer, you wouldn't get your farm loan forgiven. They did this. They pushed forward on it. But no, instead, KTVQ Television, with their biased liberal political coverage, they go interview some liberal political science professor, and then they go interview a Schweitzer, who is the brother of former Democrat Governor Brian Schweitzer. And that's their two sources to claim, oh, no, that never happened. That never happened. Well, later this morning, coming up later in the 7 o'clock hour, in about 1 hour, we're going to have a great guest who's going to join us on the show. He is with the Mountain States Legal Foundation. Now, they know very well that, yes, race-based farm loan forgiveness programs happen because they were the ones that took the lead on lawsuits going against this nonsense. They stood up for farmers who were being discriminated against based off of the color of their skin by our own federal government. So if Q2 wants to be fair, accurate, and to the point, they would interview the same guy that we're going to interview here later this morning. They don't even have to give little old me credit for all of the coverage that we already provided, for all the documentation that is right there on our homepage right now. They don't even have to give little me old credit. I don't need it. We got great listeners on this radio show. But they can go interview the same guy that we're going to talk with from the Mountain States Legal Foundation if they actually want to be fair, accurate, and to the point. Is that still their tagline? I don't know. Certainly doesn't seem to be. Let's see. Other big interviews we got coming up for you. David Allen is now running the Nile. The Nile Rodeo is this weekend. And, you know, David Allen, he's a former head of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. He also was the right-hand man for Dale Earnhardt back in the NASCAR racing days. And he wants to do big things with the Nile Rodeo. Nile Rodeo coming up this weekend. So David Allen's going to drop in later on in the 7 o'clock hour as well. And then one of the guys we didn't get to run into last week in Great Falls at the Electric Cooperatives Association annual meeting is Brandon Whitman, the CEO of Yellowstone Valley Electric Cooperative. He'll drop by in the 8 o'clock hour. And then one thing we're going to do in both the 8 and the 9 o'clock hours of the show today, we got to weigh in on this CI 126. You know, there is millions of dollars in out-of-state left-wing money trying to mess with our elections in Montana. They want to confuse the elections process here. And so we've got to talk about this CI 126, where they're effectively trying to do away with our primary elections here in Montana, cause chaos heading into the general election. And they really, what they want to do is they want to install ranked choice voting in Montana to try to water down representation here in Montana. Sam Rogers is with the Foundation for Government Accountability. He's going to join us around 8:40. And then about an hour later, Chuck Deneau is helping to lead the effort, speaking out. He was one of the authors of the argument in the Montana Voter Guide against CI 126. He'll join us later on in the 9 o'clock hour. But before he joins us, we've got the director of the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation. So very big lineup for you here starting later in the 7 o'clock hour. So I'm going to try to pack in as much as I can here in the 6 o'clock hour on these other topics.
Democracy 24.
Maryland's Democratic Senate candidate admits she received property tax breaks she should not have qualified for. Angela Alsobrooks' campaign insists it's all a misunderstanding and tells Fox News the 53-year-old will reach out to the proper tax offices in Washington, D.C. to reimburse payments. But the controversy, which became public after journalists reviewed property records, could shake up Maryland's closely watched Senate race. Democratic Senator Gary Peters told MSNBC Alsobrooks still needs to introduce herself to voters who may be more familiar with the Republican nominee, former Governor Larry Hogan.
When people get to know her, they vote for her. We're seeing those numbers improve.
Alsobrooks has launched multiple ads accusing Hogan of being a secret Trump supporter. This despite Hogan telling Fox this summer he's not even voting for former President Trump.
I don't think it's going to have much to do with Donald Trump. Obviously, you're not competing in Maryland.
In Washington, Mark Meredith, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. The skies remain sunny today. High temperatures range from around 80 degrees in Bozeman to the mid-80s in the Billings area. For tonight, we can expect clear to partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures from the upper 40s in Bozeman, 53 in Billings. And then on Thursday, mix of clouds and sun. Highs from 68 in Bozeman to 73 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Great running into so many folks from across Montana. I was in Whitefish for the Montana Equipment Dealers Association annual meeting. We ran into a ton of great folks, including Gary Perry. Gary Perry is the state representative who represents Colstrip, Montana. We had a great conversation talking about our nation's stupid energy policy right now. We talked about the attacks on Colstrip and how Liberal Senator John Tester won't even visit Colstrip. That story and much more, MontanaTalks.com.
Bo
bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. The U.S. Supreme Court is ready to tackle the subject of ghost guns. Oral arguments are scheduled for today at the High Court for the case involving what power federal agencies might have to ban guns the federal agencies say they can't track. So far, the feds, in this case, the Biden administration Justice Department, are 0-2 in these courtrooms. The case is named for Jennifer Vanderstock, one of the original plaintiffs who, along with the Firearms Policy Coalition, sued the U.S. government over the ATF banning by rulemaking of kits allowing people to assemble their own firearms. Such firearms have no serial number and don't require background checks. A federal district in Texas ruled the ban to be unconstitutional, and the DOJ lost the appeal in the Fifth Circuit courts. And now they want to have the U.S. Supreme Court rule. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
With the Daybreak Ag Report, I'm Lane Nordland, and you're listening to the Western Ag Network. As we look to a few headlines here on your Wednesday morning, as we have reported several times, the one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill that all agriculture and nutrition programs operates under expired at the end of September. So what USDA programs have been halted with that expiration, and what programs are still operating? Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack.
Some programs that are called orphan programs that effective September 30th basically stopped. There are a couple of organic programs. There's a couple of conservation programs that stopped. They're relatively small in terms of their impact, except to the people that obviously have benefited from them.
But most Farm Bill programs are continuing at the moment.
They're either continued because they had continued authorization, or they continue because they have resources that are unspent and available. That basically does stop at the end of the year. So I think there is pressure on Congress to do one of two things, either to pass the Farm Bill and get it done, or to pass an extension. And I think there's no question one of those two things will happen.
Now, if a Farm Bill is not reauthorized or extended by January 1st of 2025, the USDA must enforce non-expiring provisions from the 1938 and 1949 Farm Bills that are under permanent law. And I think agriculture has changed a bit since 1938 and 1949. Again, we'll continue to track the progress or lack of progress on a Farm Bill here on the Western Ag Network. But we'll have more news next.
Ranchers, when pounds still equal dollars, don't let shrinkage on shipping days sacrifice store profitability. Hi, this is Shane from Western Ranch Supply. Depending on the distance, weather, stress, and other factors, shrink can be anywhere from 7 to 8% when transported to an off-site scale. Let Western Ranch Supply help with a rice flake scale that's easy to use, durable, NTEP approved, and legal for trade. Check out our rice flake scale at one of our stores in Billings or Great Falls.
Experience the ultimate rush. There's only one sport this dangerous. There's only one sport this fast. There's only one place where it all happens. The Mile Pro Rodeo. It's the heart-pounding rodeo events with the greatest athletes in the arena. Join us October 11th through 12th at Metro Park for two electrifying performances. Secure your tickets now at MetroPark.com. Get ready. This is the Mile Pro Rodeo.
We're turning back here on this Wednesday morning. We see that the National Cattlemen's Foundation is now accepting applications for the 2025 CME Group Beef Industry Scholarship. 10 scholarships of $1,500 each will be awarded to outstanding students pursuing careers in the beef industry. Eligible applicants must be a graduating high school senior, a full-time undergrad student enrolled at a 2 or 4 year institution. The deadline to apply is November 8th, 2024. More information and to apply, just visit nationalcattlemensfoundation.org. In forage news, Renovo Seed has announced the addition of a new forage mix called OptiHarve into their portfolio. They made that announcement at the World Dairy Expo last week in Wisconsin. The mix is a diverse blend of millets, peas, beans, barley, and brassicas that produce immense tonnage for baleage, haylage, or grazing. The season-long growth provides high-quality TMR and allows for multiple harvests from just one field, Renovo says. Again, more innovation to help farmers and ranchers out in the countryside. That's a look at our morning news here on the Western Ag Network. I'm Lane Northlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Dad, to me, this is the soundbite for Kamala Harris, that it should just be game over right there, right then and there. This is the one soundbite that should just completely end her campaign. So she did a series of softball interviews and softball conversations. I do got to say, though, all the clips that I've seen of the guy on 60 Minutes that interviewed her, he actually did a good job. It was like this, wow, a rare instance of journalism. I mean, it's so rare that we see actual journalism anymore. It's like, wow, this guy actually not only asked good questions, he asked good follow-up questions as well. But then you have Kamala joining her friends on The View, and then this phony, oh, let's have a beer. Would you like to drink a beer? I mean, it was just so phony with Stephen Colbert. If you haven't seen the video of that, she was on this radical leftist late night so-called comedy host, Stephen Colbert, who never got out of Jon Stewart's shadow, by the way. And he does this phony, I would like to have a beer with you. And it was just like, you guys are so fake. I mean, my goodness. But anyway, I'll play that clip for you. But this, to me, this is the one. Is this the sound? I hope this is the sound. I think this is the one. Let me see, where she basically says, "Nah, I wouldn't have changed anything." I think this is the soundbite. Let's see.
If anything, would you have done something differently than President Biden during the past 4 years?
There is not a thing that comes to mind in terms of, and I've been a part of most of the decisions that have had impact.
There is not a thing that comes to mind. Would you have done anything differently in the last near 4 years? I mean, you think about the open borders, this disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, and massive inflation driving up prices, canceling the Keystone XL pipeline. But look, here's the deal. It's like there's got to be something you would have done differently than this guy, or looking back, something you would have done differently. I mean, I think we all can look back on our own lives in the last 3.5 years and say, wow, here's something I would have done differently. All right, here's something I would have done differently here or there. No, nothing. And yet she is claiming to be the change candidate. She is claiming to be the one that will change everything away from the status quo. But then when asked, well, what would you have changed in the last 3.5 years? Nothing. And then she takes a shot at Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. So Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is doing an incredible job taking care of the people of Florida, looking out for the people of Florida. We just had Hurricane Helene come through. Now, I think it's Milton is the next one. And they're saying Milton, really, this could be like Hurricane Andrew, Andrew back in the 90s, and this one could be very devastating. And yet Kamala Harris is complaining because she...
This is Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, here we go. Here's the Trump War Room tweets that I was looking for. Travis, thanks for getting this together for us here. The Trump War Room has this. Kamala gleefully sips her champagne of beer while Americans are desperately packing their belongings and boarding up their homes in preparation for one of the largest hurricanes in history. Truly a metaphor for her vice presidency. Yeah, here she is having a beer. It's so phony the way they do this.
One of the old saws is they just want somebody they can have a beer with.
Uh-huh.
So would you like to have a beer with me so I can tell people what that's like? Okay. Now, we asked ahead of time because I can't just be given a drink to the vice president of the United States. But you asked for Miller High Life. You were at Miller High Life. I'm just curious.
Okay, the last time I had beer was at a baseball game with Doug.
Cheers.
Cheers.
There you go. Ooh. That tastes like the beautiful city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Champagne and beers.
So phony, so phony. That I should just replay the cackling alone in there just for Tim and Savage. Tim and Savage, just for you, just to get your morning started on a... On a bright note, I'm just going to replay the cackle over and over again. That is just so phony. They have to pretend to be normal, everyday people. And we all know why they did the Miller High Life there, because she's desperately trying to win Wisconsin. By the way, the Democrat Senate candidate in Wisconsin has had a healthy lead for almost the entirety of this campaign. Now they're saying, I think this was a Daily Caller story here, the Cook Political Report is shifting a key swing state Senate race in the Republicans' favor. Yeah, this is in Wisconsin. They are shifting the Wisconsin Senate race in the Republicans' favor now. And so, and then I saw, I think, the Daily Wire, there's another Senate race that's starting to move in the Republicans' direction in addition to Wisconsin. And so that's, of course, why she did the phony Miller High Life with the cackle to be included there. This is phony virtue signaling designed to target the swing state of Wisconsin. But here's what I also think is kind of interesting is that okay, now they're saying that Republicans, that the Senate races in Wisconsin and then the other state, I got to go look back and see what the other state is here, are moving in the Republicans' direction. So, you know, once again, hey, national Democrats, hey, keep wasting your money in Montana. Keep giving your money. Keep propping up flip-flop, flat top. Keep lighting your money on fire and sending it to Montana. And because John Tester, these fake phony attacks he keeps throwing out there against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, they're not working. And so you can keep sending, you know, Chuck Schumer, keep sending your boy John Tester all the money in the world. It ain't working. You're wasting your resources here in Montana. And meanwhile, Republicans are gaining ground in other states.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. A Canadian man is being ordered to spend a year and a half in a U.S. prison after pleading guilty to a scheme to buy guns in several Montana cities and then take them back across the border to sell. 27-year-old Hopte Kozak of Kelowna, B.C., had been accused of buying 12 pistols, mostly 9mm, which are in high demand in Canada because of regulations, using an alias and a Montana driver's license with a phony Missoula address. Prosecutors say he bought guns in Missoula, Kalispell, Butte, and Helena. Red Cross officials here in Montana say the hit of two major hurricanes within a week is putting a big strain on blood supplies. Spokesman Matt Ochsner says that's quickly depleting the rebound in blood after severe shortages this summer.
We have built our blood supply back up from the summer, but now we're really feeling the effects of Hurricane Helene. And of course, now we have Hurricane Milton, thousands of uncollected blood units because of Red Cross blood drives that have been canceled because of those hurricanes.
Red Cross and its local partners have scheduled dozens of donation opportunities the rest of the month. You can find a location at redcrossblood.org or by using the Red Cross app. There's more haze in the forecast today as those fires near Salmon, Idaho continue to pump rare October fire smoke into the Montana skies. An incoming change in the weather should help clear conditions later today, although a return of high pressure might mean the smoke comes back this weekend. Neither Billings, Logan, or Bozeman came out on top in that competition to be named one of the best small airports in America by USA Today. The two airports have made the list of nominees last month, and there was a pitched competition against one another to get their fans to vote. But when the list was released last week, both had been shut out. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina came out on top. Billings Airport managers aren't letting the bad news get them down, though, announcing that for the first time in Logan's history, 50,000 passengers went through the airport in July and August, breaking a pre-pandemic record from 2019. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.
He is not squishy, and he is definitely not a journalist. He is Dan Bongino, and you can hear him each weekday 10 to 1 on News Talk 103.3 and AM 970.
Hear News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL, your home for Fox News, Hannity, Bongino, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, random start here following the 6:35 a.m. break. Did you guys hear the Montana State News Network update there? Dennis Bragg does a great job putting that together for us across the state. Did you hear his report there? I think I posted a story on our Montana Talks website as well. Let me go do a quick web recon here real fast because I need to also pull up the Daily Wire to see what that other state is that's moving in the Republicans' direction for the U.S. Senate. Well, let's see here. I think I put one on here. Well, maybe I did. Oh, yeah, here we go. Canadian gets prison for buying Montana guns. A Canadian man is being ordered to spend a year and a half in a U.S. prison because he bought guns in Montana. Okay, now, guys, now, fill me in if I'm off track here. This is just a knee-jerk reaction. We like the knee-jerk reactions of the 6 o'clock hour because it's just like, you know, you read the news and you're like, I don't know. Is anybody else thinking the same thing as me here? When I just heard the radio report there during the break about a Canadian man ordered to U.S. prison for buying guns in Montana. Look, if the Canadian government doesn't, I have a bigger problem with the Canadian government not allowing their people to have gun rights. I have less of a problem with Canadians coming to Montana to buy guns. In fact, Travis and I were joking during the break. I'm like, I don't know, Travis, am I off base here? But I'm like, what do I care? What do we care if a guy from Canada bought guns in Montana? You know what I'm saying? I have a bigger problem with the fact that we've got a tyrannical government developing to our north under pretty little Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Look, if the guy broke, you know, Canadian law, send him. Why are we paying to put this guy behind bars? We've got a lot of people that should be behind bars. We've got jails that are overcrowded. We've got prisons that are overcrowded. Why do we have a Canadian guy behind bars in the United States? If Canada doesn't want the guy buying guns, then take that up at Canada. Why should it be our problem? I have a bigger problem with this tyrannical regime under Justin Trudeau, and so do our friends in Alberta, and so do our friends in Saskatchewan. But Travis had a funny line, because I'm like, do I really care if the guy bought guns in Montana? And Travis is like, well, did he pick up some, you know, Reminis Angus beef jerky while he was on his way out, too? I mean, got a kick out of that one. Tim and Savage said this, because I told him I was going to play just the Kamala cackle alone for him here this morning. Just special for Tim and Savage. I was just going to replay the Kamala cackle from the phony Champagne of Beers celebration in New York with her buddy Stephen Colbert. Tim and Savage says, just the cackle alone should be enough for everyone to vote Donald J. Trump. Casey in Bozeman messaged us earlier. For those of you just waking up and getting rolling with us here this morning on Montana Talks, there was a headline at KBZK.com, man accused of raping woman after leaving downtown Bozeman bar. So that story came out over the weekend that a man accused of raping a woman was arrested after leaving a downtown Bozeman bar. This is interesting. There also happens to be a guy arrested. Now, the KBZK story doesn't mention the name or any other details, but there also happens to be a guy arrested by the Bozeman Police Department who is on an immigration hold for Immigration and Customs Enforcement and was arrested for sexual intercourse without consent. So, same guy, same story. I don't know. I followed up with the Bozeman Police Department. I sent a note to the chief and to the captain, so I'll let you know if we hear. Actually, I better check my email to see if we got any response back. Okay, no response back, but I am checking with them to see if that's the same story or what the story is here. But either way, you either have one incident that involves somebody with questionable immigration status arrested on rape charges And either it's the same story here or there are two separate rape incidents that involved arrests here in the past few days in Bozeman. Let's see. Back to some of the Kamala Harris softball interviews. I mean, when she told the ladies on The View that she wouldn't do anything different, looking back in the last almost 4 years, she says she would basically do nothing different from what Joe Biden did. Yet she's pretending to be the agent of change and a change of the status quo. And yet she said she would do nothing different. Well, now she's taking shots at Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Because Ron DeSantis, as you can imagine, you know, you've got a Category 5 storm headed Florida's direction. They are basically telling people, get out of the way or you will die. That's the Cat 5 headed their direction right now towards, I believe it's the Tampa area. So he's got a lot on his hands. Now, Joe Biden, credit to Joe Biden. Joe Biden is actually finally being presidential. Joe Biden is canceling foreign trips and he's actually staying back to be president and to focus on the storm. He's finally being presidential. Joe Biden says, yeah, I'm working very closely with Ron DeSantis and we're working great together to make sure everything's taken care of. Joe Biden's finally being presidential. Kamala Harris, in the middle of her softball media tour in New York City, still wants to pretend to be presidential. And so she's mad that Ron DeSantis doesn't want to play her political game.
NBC is reporting Governor DeSantis is ignoring your calls on hurricanes, resources, and help. How does that hurt the situation here?
You know, moments of crisis, if nothing else, should really be the moment that anyone who calls themselves a leader says they're going to put politics aside and put the people first. Desperate need of support right now, and playing political games at this moment in these crisis situations, these are the height of emergency situations. It's just utterly irresponsible, and it is selfish, and it is about political gamesmanship instead of doing the job that you took an oath to do, which is to put the people first.
Look at all the projection there. Ron, that, by the way, Sean Hannity played that clip last night on his program and then talked about everything that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is doing to prepare for this potential Category 5 storm. And Ron DeSantis added this.
And we've been laser focused on leveraging all resources available, including from the federal government. And I've been in touch with both FEMA and the president, as well as marshaling all our state agencies and working to support our local communities. And so for Kamala Harris to try to say that my sole focus on the people of Florida is somehow selfish is delusional. She has no role in this. In fact, she's been vice president for 3.5 years. I've dealt with a number of storms under this administration. She has never contributed anything to any of these efforts. And so what I think is selfish
has she ever
is her trying
before?
To blunder into this. No. And here's
has
the
she
thing.
Ever called before?
She has no role. No, she has no role in this process. I'm in contact with the president of the United States. I'm in contact with FEMA director. I'm obviously managing all our state agencies. We're supporting all our local government. And I will say this. I've had storms under both President Trump and President Biden, and I've worked well with both of them. She's the first one who's trying to politicize the storm, and she's doing that just because of her campaign. She's trying to get some type of an edge. She knows she's doing poorly, and so she's playing these political games. I don't have time for political games. I've got people whose lives are on the line. I've got people whose homes and their possessions are on the line, and we are focused 100% on that mission. I'm not worried about playing her political games, and so she is being selfish by trying to blunder into this when we're working just fine.
Wow. Yeah. Great response there by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. It's like, hey, I'm working with the actual president of the United States. What? Now after all these years, you finally decide to call? What a shameless, attempted, cheap political stunt by Kamala Harris that's totally backfiring on her right now. Hey, look, speaking of damage, some of you have damaged teeth, and not just one tooth, not just two teeth. You've got a bunch of damaged teeth. Sometimes it's causing you a bunch of pain, or sometimes it just makes you not want to smile. because you're embarrassed by your teeth or whatever, and you really shouldn't be. But look, we get it. We understand how you know that can impact people, right? So Yellowstone Family Dental, they specialize in dental implants, and people travel from all over the country to get their dental implants from Yellowstone Family Dental. Right now, they are offering free services to one Montana veteran. You can be that veteran. You can nominate yourself, or if you know a veteran, you can nominate a veteran to be the recipient, that one veteran of those free services. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com, and nominate a veteran today.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And she's now doing this media first. Now, I'm telling you one of the reasons she's doing it. This is not happening in a vacuum. And I mean this. They're doing this because her internal poll numbers have got to be bad. We see that almost all of the betting sites have now shifted dramatically to Donald Trump. And the lack of any polling that we haven't seen. We saw one poll yesterday. The Yahoo poll came out. It was even at 47-47. Okay, the lack of polls indicates to me that these pollsters, even that favor Kamala Harris, they're not even able to spin the numbers in a way that would be helpful to her. So they're not publishing because they'd never go this long without it.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, everyone. Biden may have dropped out of the race, but he's not done just yet. Will he jam through his hidden tax trap at the last second right before he goes, where he could raid your retirement funds, supercharge your income taxes, increase your utility and gas prices? I know my family's feeling it really hard, and so are the people in my community. And not only that, he'll inflate costs on things that you need to live. Some or all of this could affect you or your family in one way or another. So if you want to wait and see, you may as well kiss your retirement savings goodbye. The good news is you can get prepared, but you better hurry. Reach out to Goldco today to learn how precious metals can help protect yourself and your family. They're offering you a free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver on qualified accounts. All you have to do is visit HannityGold.com. Visit HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Paid for by Goldco. Co.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Economic research seems to have rules and customs just like anything else. And the custom, for some reason, when people look at the way that income is distributed between rich and poor, in most research, has been to consider pre-tax income from work and investments, and to ignore the effect of taxes and government transfers. The research that gets the attention, that is, because the story that gets loudly reported from this research custom is that the upper 1% of the earners are getting more and more of the economic pie. This gets easily transformed into cries that capitalism is broke and the rich are getting away with murder. What happens if you break with that custom? That's what one pair of researchers did recently, and their findings undo much of the story. Two federal government economists found that accounting for taxes and transfers, that the inflation-corrected income of all earners has risen, and that the after-tax share of income captured by the top 1% has hardly budged since 1960. I'm Patrick Barkey.
And professional teams, locations in Billings and Missoula.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
President Trump responding to Kamala Harris's 60 Minutes interview, and then, of course, some of these other ones as well. He says that she answers these questions like a child. Anyway, Ben Shapiro has a story and the audio at thedailywire.com. We'll share that and much more with you coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. I think for the first couple of segments, we've got some open time before we start rolling into a heavy lineup of some great guests that are joining us here later this morning. Plus, I want to talk more about the U.S. Senate race here in Montana and some of the latest fake news media coverage. The Associated Press. Oh my gosh, you guys! It's like, first off, how many news organizations don't even pay for the AP services anymore because the AP is so useless anymore. But then they do this fake, phony, attempted hit piece on Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, and once again, you just gotta laugh at it. You just gotta laugh at it, and counter the lies and the BS with your friends at the same time too. Caller on the phone lines, we got Tom in Billings. Tom, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Aaron. I just wanted to let all the voters know, first, bank your vote. Go vote now. John Tester and his flip-flop, flat-top ways of doing things voted 100% for sanctuary cities, but then again he says he's against fentanyl. But between 2009 and 2016, Barack Obama deported 3.2 million illegal immigrants from the United States. And that's after Bush did it, Clinton did it, but nobody's talking about, they go on Donald Trump and mash on him for wanting to do deportations. Bill Clinton, between 93 and 2001, deported 870,000. George Bush, 2 million. Barack Obama, 3.2 million. John Tester says he wants to, he voted 100% of the time for sanctuary cities.
He voted that against Kate's law. He voted against Kate's law over a decade ago, which was to go after illegal aliens who commit violent crimes here in America. And then more recently, we had the young college student in Georgia who was raped and murdered by an illegal alien. And there again, exactly. John Tester voted against the law in her honor as well to try to do the exact same thing. The guy is just a straight up phony. But, you know, none of the media wants to do any stories about any of this right now. I mean, it's probably the same reason why they don't want to do a story about a guy sitting in the Bozeman jail on an immigration hold right now for alleged rape in Bozeman, right?
They should be removed. ICE, we are not a sanctuary state. Governor Gianforte, love the guy. He put the law out. We are not. ICE has to remove them. We are not a sanctuary state.
Well, the challenge is if you remove this one, well, you know, do they just put him back out on the street for him to break into the country and rape, potentially rape again, if that's what the charges are, the allegations,
no.
Right? Got to keep him behind bars at least.
They got to turn him over to ICE. ICE has to remove him.
Well, and we just got to hope that they keep these guys behind bars somehow or another. You know, the other thing that's just here we go again. The Missoulian has a story. Montana's affordable housing crisis. Sheehy, Tester, talk policy and proposals. You know, in that debate that they just had between flip-flop, flat-top, and Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy, John Tester kept saying, well, I have a bill that would do this. I have a bill that would do that. John, you've been in power for how many years now? And yet you're still saying, well, I have a bill that would do this. We know what you have done. You've raised inflation. You've raised prices. You've raised costs. And how many illegal aliens are living in Montana in houses that Montanans could have bought instead?
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
From the moment that Whoopi Goldberg yesterday on The View introduced Kamala Harris as the next president of the United States, I had to cringe. Now, no one was expecting an interrogation, but this was a slap your forehead moment. And the whole session was kind of like an in-kind contribution to the Harris campaign. They all acted like cheerleaders. I know they're not straight journalists. They're liberal commentators / entertainers. They read their questions verbatim off blue cards. That's exactly why the vice president wanted to do the show. There were some reasonable questions. How would her presidency differ from Joe Biden's? How would she handle the border? Why wouldn't Ron DeSantis take her calls about the Category 4 storm heading for Florida? And then there was Joy Behar, who went on and on about Donald Trump's lies and how could anyone possibly support him? Now, Kamala Harris made good use of the forum. She made some news with a new proposal on home care. But wow, what an embarrassment. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Just got a free coffee with my EarnIFI points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnIFI app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnIFIRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.